Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers how to effectively nurture leads through content marketing that delivers genuine value.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today we're diving into content marketing that actually converts by nurturing leads with valuable insights. You know that frustrating feeling when you've built a decent email list, but your conversion rates are flatlining? You're publishing content regularly, but it's not moving prospects through your funnel. It's not uncommon. Businesses create content without a strategic nurturing sequence plan. Today, we're going to talk about how to craft content that guides prospects naturally from awareness to decision. We'll cover some proven approaches to nurture leads, plus I'll touch on two extra techniques I've picked up over the years. First, let's talk about content mapping. The key mistake I see is creating content without considering where your audience is in their journey. For effective nurturing, you need to match content types to specific funnel stages. In the awareness stage, you should focus on education. Maybe blog posts and guides that address pain points without a heavy sales angle. For consideration, comparison posts, case studies, and detailed how-to content works best. And then, as we move into decision-making, content such as testimonials, free trials, and implementation guides can give that final push. And the magic happens when you connect all these pieces in an intentional way. Take someone who downloads your awareness stage guide. Your next touch point should logically build on what they've learned, not throw them random content. Your next consideration, content personalization doesn't have to be complicated. I've found that simple behavior-based triggers can deliver impressive results. When someone reads your blog post about a specific challenge, send them a related case study 3 days later. If they open that email, follow up with implementation tips. This reactive approach feels personalized, but doesn't require a lot of setup. One approach I've seen work for some companies is to create content bundles. Instead of one-off pieces, you might develop mini-courses or content series that naturally lead from one piece to the next. This progressive education model builds momentum and deepens engagement over time. Now, on to our third point, balancing automation with personal touches. Automated sequences are essential, but inserting strategic human touchpoints can have a dramatic boost in conversion. When someone engages with your bottom funnel content, that can be your cue for personalized outreach. Imagine the reaction you will get by simply adding a personalized video message at this critical stage. You aren't creating videos for every prospect, just those who are the most engaged, so it's manageable, but it gives you the chance to really stand out. Here's a bonus insight that's often overlooked. Gaps in content can kill nurturing sequences. Use your analytics to identify where prospects drop off, and then create bridge content specifically designed to address objections at those points. These strategic pieces may just become your highest converting assets. Another technique that can work exceptionally well is to use micro-commitments in your content. Instead of one big call to action, embed small, easy actions throughout your content. Offer a quick assessment, or a simple worksheet, or a resource download. Each small engagement is a further step towards commitment. Now let's try putting this into practice. Pick 10 pieces of content you've created, or come up with 10 ideas for content, and map each piece to a specific funnel stage. Then identify the three biggest gaps where you're losing prospects between stages. You should then focus your next content creation efforts around building this bridge content. This targeted approach should give you much better results than creating more and more general content. That's going to do it for this episode. I'm Chris Spanier, and I'll see you next time.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. If you found Chris's insights helpful, please like, subscribe, and share with others you think might benefit. And be sure to join us next time for our next episode.